All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Dr. Jorge Cortez, who is an international leader in clinical research, particularly in leukemia. Part of the reason that I'm speaking with him is because of all that he has been doing and continues to do to help improve the quality of life for so many all around the world with regards to his research in the area of cancer. But I'm also speaking with him because in the very near future, he will no longer be chairing the Department of Leukemia in the Division of Cancer Medicine at MD Anderson Center, Cancer Center in Houston, because he will be directing the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Dr. Cortez, I want to definitely say to you, welcome. We are excited about you coming and would like to ask you what led to your decision after 23 years to leave MD Anderson and come to Augusta University and head up the Georgia Cancer Center.
Well, you know, I'm very excited to be there. I literally cannot wait until I can be there full time. I've been trying to make some trips intermittently. I'll continue to do so between now and September, so that I can start becoming more familiar with the people and the operations and all of the activities that are being conducted. You know, this was quite unexpected. You know, as you mentioned, I've been here for 23 years. I've been doing clinical research. I enjoy what I do. I have a good position here. But as I heard initially, they called me to see if I would be interested in this, and I started the conversation. I started to understand the work that had been done, the foundation that has been set by the leadership of the Medical College of Georgia, by the Augusta University, by the faculty currently at the Georgia Cancer Center, and the great potential. And one of the things that attracted me is the opportunity to serve a large population of patients that tend to have less access to excellent care, to clinical trials, that tend to be very underrepresented in our research, and because of that, on advances into this population, it started becoming a lot more attractive to me to join that effort that had been started. And you know, at some point, it just felt like it was the right thing to do. That it was a proper next step for my career, where I could take a step in a slightly different direction, and contribute in a different way. Something that I've been, you know, quite passionate in a different approach, but that I've been very interested in doing. As I mentioned earlier, I'm from Latin America, so I do a lot of outreach, education, and research, and other things for the patients in Latin America. So approaching these needs in a population that has not been perhaps studied and served as well as we could made it very attractive. So I think we have a great cancer center that has a lot of potential. I think with the contributions of all the faculty that's already there, and we're going to try to bring some additional top line investigators and clinicians. I think we can make this cancer center continue to thrive and become really a center point of the fight against cancer.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you for having made the decision to come, and I especially thank you for having a heart for the people who have been really, really challenged when it comes to receiving attention, when it comes to research, and receiving more effective therapies for them. The part of the community that hasn't been receiving what others have received. And so this focus of Augusta University, Georgia Cancer Center, and Dr. Cortez is much appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, I think it's our obligation, you know, as a society, and we have that opportunity there. We have the the resources, we have the talent, we have the people, and we have that opportunity. So I think we can do it. We have some outstanding faculty members who've already started some projects in prevention, in education, in outreach to the community, and I hope I can help with that process and enhance that opportunity for these patients.
That's outstanding. Well, as we look at what the Georgia Cancer Center, of course, other institutions around the world have been doing to help us in this fight against cancer. Could you give us sort of a timeline of what some of the research has shown us historically and what some of the treatments have been, some of the major treatments, some of the more significant treatments up to now, and so that we get a better sense of how important future research will be and future treatment modalities will be? Could you share with us some of the benefits, but also some of the drawbacks of historical and even current treatment modes of dealing with cancer?
Yeah, the progress has been, I think, exponential, and the shift in our thinking and in our treatment modalities and our research has been exponential for many, many years. And I think we still have in our minds cancer equals chemotherapy. And for many years, that's what we did. We didn't understand cancer as well. There was tremendous research, of course. You know, there are many of our predecessors and some of my mentors, that's what they did. And chemotherapy has helped many patients and has cured many patients. But it has tremendous limitations, both in terms of how well it works, and of course in terms of the toxicities, the side effects that it causes to patients. That was the initial part of our approach against cancer. I think one of the major shifts started coming when we were able to have the ability to understand the disease at the molecular level. That means the changes that happen in certain genes that are associated with cancer. Some of them really cause the cancer, others at least facilitate the cancer to develop. And with this understanding, with better technologies that allowed us to learn these better and also to develop treatments that were specific against some of these abnormalities, we were able to develop new therapies that are now becoming the standard of care for many, many cancers. So this is something that we call targeted therapies. And just to differentiate them from chemotherapy, I usually tell my patients that chemotherapy is kind of like a bomb. You throw it in a place where you know there's bad guys, and you just hope that you spare the good guys and mostly kill the bad guys. But it does cause a lot of damage all over the place. The targeted therapy is more like a missile. You know exactly where the bad guys are. You know who they are. You direct those missiles against those bad guys. And because those abnormalities towards which these drugs are directed are present in the cancer centers alone, then it causes much less damage or no damage to the other cells that are around the cancer. So we talk now a lot about this personalized therapy. And what that means is that we try to identify these genetic abnormalities in the cancer of a given individual and then give a treatment that will work in that particular setting. And we are learning that just having, for example, colon cancer doesn't mean the same for every patient that has colon cancer. Some of them have mutations on certain genes and others don't. There's a mutation in a gene called RAS, for example, that has a very unique prognosis and different features, even though it's still in the colon, and other patients may not have those abnormalities. So we think that treatment-wise, very differently for those two patients. We have also learned recently about the effect that cancer has over our immune system. We were talking about our immune system.
And yeah, we mentioned that a little earlier, the reference. Could we address that and as soon as we come back?
Absolutely, yes.
Dr. Cortez, speaking with us about cancer and our immune systems. Wow, that's going to be one I definitely want to hear as well. Dr. Cortez received his medical degree from the Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México in Mexico City in 1986. He completed his internal medicine residency, including a year as chief resident, and a hematology fellowship at Instituto Nacional de la Nutrición Salvador Zubirán, also in Mexico City. As I mentioned earlier, he is truly internationally renowned for the work that he has done and continues to do. So as you all can imagine, I'm glad that you're here. Hearing him share with us what is happening in the world of research and treatment of cancer, he and I will be right back